For young salmon and steelhead in the Lake Washington watershed, there's only one way to get to sea, through the Ballard Locks. So this week, the Army Corps of Engineers will install smolt flumes to help juvenile fish pass safely through the spillway gates. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, it's just one step the Army Corps has taken in recent years to improve salmon survival rates.
Marion Valentine directs operations at the locks for the Army Corps. She says in the 1990s, studies found that the locks were making the perilous journey to sea for young salmon even more hazardous. That was a big problem.
You have to get a lot of smolts through to get an adult salmon back.
Some juvenile salmon and steelhead were having a hard time making it over the lock spillway. Others were getting pulled into filling culverts, big tunnels that could lead them through the locks. But the culvert walls were caked with barnacles sharp enough to hurt or kill smolts. Now, every spring, the Army Corps installs channels in the spillway gates called smolt flumes.
They're sort of like smolt slides, to give the smolts a quick ride out of the system and get them out to sea.
Valentine says along with putting in flumes, workers now also scrape all of the barnacles off the culverts once a year.
So that it's a smoother surface for the smolts to pass, so they don't, you know, get scraped up and kind of ground up in it.
And the spillway is kept open later in the summer to let more smolts through. The fish ladder at the locks will open in time for Memorial Day weekend. Sockeye are the first to return from sea. Valentine says last year, about 200,000 sockeye returned through the locks. It was a good year. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.